Oh, what was that? You hear that? Or was that the dog?
This suburban backyard is so bad that we have 20 goats coming to clean it up.
Last week on Freemo Fridays, we turned up to this place on a tip-off from one of my viewers.
Have you heard of Freemo Fridays? Or?
Yeah.
You have heard of it? Would you like to indulge us in letting us do a Freemo Fridays here? Or?
Oh, if you're game.
We made short work of the front yard and turned it into an absolute masterpiece in no time. The backyard is a whole other story.
Okay.
Not only is it the thickest grass I've ever seen, but we don't have access to get our tools out here.
I've cleaned up some of the worst yards in Australia, and this one is just too much. So we are outsourcing to some live animals. I'm telling you, the camera is not doing this yard justice, how thick this grass is. I think people assume that it's just the height that is the issue, or the height that makes it an overgrown yard, but this sort of grass, it just doesn't get, you know, 6 feet tall. It just gets thicker and thicker on the ground, and this is some of the thickest grass that I've ever seen. As you can see by Greg squeezing down the side here, access is a little bit of an issue too. This is where, if we were taking the grass, which is what we do here, this is no slash and dash, this is Freemo Fridays, we would have to walk everything out there and it would just not be fun at all. There would also be just skip bins full of waste that we would need. Hold this, Greg. Let me go and stand in the corner there and show them how,
oh, no worries, mate.
How bad it is. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't look all that intimidating just on camera, but yeah, like, it's so thick and spongy. It's like a trampoline here. I've wanted to try goats on an overgrown yard for a long time.
Mate, we said goats, not dogs.
Yeah,
what are the dogs gonna do? Hello. Friendly?
Yeah, man, none of them bite.
Hello. Gorgeous.
That way or that way?
That way. There's sheep in there as well. How are you, mate?
People, don't you? Nice to meet you, Tim. Pleasure. What's your name, mate?
Oh, Greg.
Well, you got sheep as well here.
Yeah, three sheep.
What, to come in or?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, everyone's going to come and have a play,
Bruce,
are they?
Hazel and Peggy.
How do you remember all their names?
They just came with them.
All right, you good? Well, we're just going to hold them here, are we?
No, I'll put a bit of hay string.
Oh, okay.
The wall will help hold it. This stuff's good.
It smells like the Easter show.
It does, eh?
It is goat time. I'm just blocking, oh?
Actually, I might get you both to stand there.
Yeah?
If you both stand here, I'll walk up and block that one.
Okay.
Come on, Lucky. Come on.
Here we go. Out you go.
Just push him along.
Come on. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. They are straight in. I think everyone's around there. You're a bit of a straggler, aren't you? So we do have some sheep as well, and they are munching away, which is exactly what we want to see. Look at them going to town. They are going nuts.
We reckon of him, he's a big lad, isn't he?
Yeah, massive.
That buddy, he's a Toggenburg.
A what?
A Toggenburg goat. They're a dairy goat.
Oh.
From Switzerland.
So I can milk him.
I mean, if he was a full bully, you could, but you might get a different reaction. Might be a bit salty.
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah, so we've got four Toggenbergs here.
We have goats. The goats are here. Good work. I'm going to call you Greg. You're the new Greg. New Greg. Oh, he actually turned the tap on. New Greg turned the tap on. Just by munching around the grass.
Oh, I brought the friendly one.
No shortage of food, but obviously they do need some water, so plentiful supply here. It looks like there's less here already, I'm not even kidding. I mean, it's probably because it's trampled a bit as well, but I've got Denny here from Central Coast Goats.
Yep.
And you do this All the time?
Every day.
This is your full-time job?
Yep.
You just take goats out to overgrown...
Yep, goats and sheep, put them on a block, let them clear it down to bare dirt, sticks.
And we've got how many here today?
We have about 34.
Oh, there's 34 here.
Yeah.
I said 20.
There's at least 30. I thought I'd give you a few extra to help out.
I'll have to do a head count when you go.
Hard to tell when they're all jumping on.
Yeah.
I just open the gate to the trailer, put a bit of feed in, so they load up, they all run in, jump on.
And they just ran in and just started going to town on this yard.
Look at it already.
Yeah. I honestly
wasn't
think...
the video, yeah. What I was looking at. And then, like, now...
They've only been here about half an hour and it already looks... They're like picking at it. Like, what's the downside to any bit of equipment that I normally use?
Yeah.
You know, there's usually a downside. You're like, oh, this is cool, but this is the downside of it. What's the downside of using...
Goats. The only downside would be vet bills and that.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty low maintenance, but you do have to worm them regularly.
Yeah.
And if we get a lot of wet weather, especially if you're in a coastal area, like around Sydney, Central Coast, they can get struck with a worm that can make them cook really quick overnight.
So you got to keep
diet. I keep them. I schedule on them all. They're done every so often. Make sure we test them.
And you're insured and everything as well? Like,
just so if they damage anything or they cause a car accident.
Okay.
You know, it's right.
Because they do like to escape, don't they?
They never did escape. That's why we like these collarbond yards.
Yeah.
They can try all they want, but they're not going to get out of this yard.
Yeah, okay.
But we also can supply like fence panels to block gateways like we did back there. Mm. And I've also got electric mobile fencing. So say if you had a yard like this, but they only want one quarter of it cleared, we can put a bit of our electric netting up.
Okay.
Turn it on, put them there for an hour, a couple hours, and they'll clear it.
I kind of don't want to promote you too much because I feel like you're going to put me out of a job. But do many suburban lawns get this sort of thing done?
95% of our jobs are suburban jobs.
Really?
But usually they're like this, or this one isn't even that wild.
Yep.
Most of the jobs we get are like up to my chest level and that.
Yeah.
Big yards, a lot of, you know, the morning glory vine, the purple flower? They love that. They eat it back down to almost the roots.
I imagine there's some things that they can't eat though.
They won't eat lilies. They're toxic. They won't.
So they know?
They know.
Okay.
So like, because these ones have been going out for a while and the baby ones like Jack and Jill over there, you know, they learn off their mum. So they copy each other. They all learn off the older ones. Like, oh, that's toxic. We don't eat it. We'll just copy mum.
And they all have names?
Yeah, most of them do.
Most of them. Who's a no-name?
Who's a no-name?
We'll have to that give one of them. That black one. We'll have to give that black one a name by the end of the video. So.
Let people vote on it.
What was that?
Tim Junior.
You can call one Tim, one Greg.
I've had many people suggest when I do these lawns that I should use a goat.
Yep.
And a while back, I was like, yeah, no, that sounds ridiculous.
Yep.
And then a year ago, I kind of warmed to it and wanted to do it, and now I'm finally doing it.
Yep.
I'm super keen to see how this turns out tomorrow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And but some of them, you know, like, they do like the grass. People will say you want sheep to mow it, which I did see a few comments on your page. We've put a couple of sheep in with them.
Yeah.
And you can see how they work well together. The sheep complement the goats. They get along pretty well. The sheep don't bash each other like the goats do.
Okay.
For a lot of suburban yards, like down my area, we did one yard. It was all weeds and that. The lady gets us in every 6 to 12 months, every 6 months actually. And after three trips of the goats coming in over a 2 year period, it was all like nice grass because they've killed off the weed. They've hit it that many times, there's no regrowth. So now the sheep just go in. So once a year, twice a year, because it's like an acre yard, we'll just drop a dozen sheep off.
Now this is
mow it down. This is Buddy.
Buddy, which I've renamed Buddy to New Greg, because he's the biggest lawnmower we have here, and Greg no longer has a job. This is New Greg.
Beautiful Toggenberg weather. That's Benny.
This is a little baby one, isn't it? What's
Teeny.
This? Teeny. And this is the Ken?
She likes being held.
Oh, really? Oh, hello. How do I? Oh, this isn't awkward at all.
I'll show you.
Oh.
So you hold them like this.
There we go. That's easy. How easy is that?
Ain't she cute?
Look at you. Oh, you're kind of like my dog.
She's a bottle baby.
Yeah. Now, I'm just waiting for her to use me as a toilet.
Nah, they don't really do that when you hold
them. No?
That is. They're little tiny babies on the bottle.
That was another very common question on there.
What about the manure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, it's little pellets.
Little pellets. And you say it's good for the good for the soil.
Soil builder. Yeah. Well, here's Bruce coming up to say good day.
So we just hose it into the ground?
Hose it in the ground.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it doesn't last long.
Yeah.
And you'll have a nice lawn come back.
What are they like at edges? Nice crisp edge or crisp?
They're very even.
We'll see. I'll be the judge of that.
There you go, Teeny.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Ain't she cute?
Hello.
This is Hazel. She is a fat
I'm not going to pick you up, Hazel.
No, definitely not. She's a fat tail sheep.
Okay.
So
because of their fat tail.
Mm-hmm. They're a desert sheep, so no wool.
Yeah.
No shearing required. She was a freebie given from on the coast.
Well, thanks for bringing them out. I'm super keen to see
Same.
What happens. I know you guys are too. We might just watch them for a bit, Greg. What do you reckon? Yeah. We'll order some Eljana and get it delivered and watch the...
He's like, I want that.
New Greg's getting to work.
Here we go.
That's a 6 foot goat for over. I'm 6 foot two. He's a bit taller than me on his back feet. He's a big boy. That's a great shot.
New Greg and Greg. Alright, so I left our little goated friends for maybe about an hour. Looks like they've been making a bit of inroads into this section down the side here. Still plenty to go, but there was stuff all over the fence from memory. Let's go have a look out the back. I think we're about 3 hours in now. I went and dropped Greg off at the station, went and got some lunch, and what are we coming back to? Looks, I mean, it definitely looks shorter. Definitely looks shorter, but it is just so thick. It is thinning out though. You guys are doing a great job. I love these really casual dudes that just lay down and just eat. That's really relatable. They're all just out here quietly eating away. I mean, it already looks tidier out here. Look at this one. Look how cute you are. You all right, stay there. Where's new Greg? There's new Greg. Getting his eat on. What's up, man? Hey, Greg. New Greg. Oop, sorry, man. I can't just stand here and watch them all day. We do have the time lapse. That was the sheep. We do have the time lapse set up to see how it goes. Obviously, we won't be able to see what happens at night. They will still eat at night, I believe. But I will come back here first thing in the morning to check on the progress. And I'm hoping it looks a lot different. I'm really curious to see what this thing looks like in about, 16, 17 hours. All right, we are back. Goats have been here overnight. We're approaching, what time is it now? They've been here about 20 hours total now. I'm super excited to see what these goats have done in 20 hours. Did they sleep through the night? Did they eat through the night? We're about to find out. The thing with goats is they are great escape artists. So we had to ensure that they were locked in well. We haven't done much down here since yesterday. Good morning, my beautiful workers. Oh, just about everyone is laying down on the job. What are you guys doing? Okay, here's the result. This is day two, well, morning two. They've been here about 20 hours. I feel like they just slept all night, to be honest with you. Most of them are just chilling out now. There's only a couple eating. Maybe once the day gets going, they'll get a little bit more hungry. Still a lot of grass here, and I did say at the start, it really doesn't show up on camera how thick this stuff is. I'm wondering how long it's going to take to get this yard bare. New Greg is still here. He's laying down on the job, but he is doing the job still. But I need you to be a leader, New Greg. I need you to show the rest of these goats and sheep what to do. Well, now I've checked in on them for the morning. I guess I just leave them for the rest of the day to leave them to work unsupervised. I will come back this afternoon for another check, and I'm hoping there is a really visible change that you guys can see on camera.
It's another few hours later. It's kind of hard to tell. I mean, it's definitely shorter. We're getting closer to the ground. Everyone looks like they're working at least. That's something. We're definitely... definitely getting closer to the ground. What are you doing, Greg? New Greg? You gotta get this sorted out, man. Still quite springy in some areas. I had a wide range of people guessing anywhere from a few hours to a week. So if you're a few hours or a day, there goes your ticket. How long is this going to take? And will we get down to dirt? Greg and I are back. I wasn't here yesterday, so it's a day and a half since we've been here. We're going to go and check on the progress of the goats. I'm really hoping they're done. Just quietly, we did this front yard, which was extremely long also. We did this in a few hours, didn't we, Greg? We didn't need a few days, did we?
No.
We didn't need a few days, did we?
Oh, no.
They're sitting down again. These lazy goats, man. Yes, I mean, it was very dense through here. They've picked all the leaves off that stuff, but yeah, definitely does smell like the Easter show. I don't feel like they're mourning people, these goats. Or sheep. Look, here we go. Caught them all out. You guys, whenever the cameras are around, you pretend to be munching. Then when I come back and catch you off guard, you guys are doing nothing. They're pretenders, man. Were you expecting it to be more of it gone? Yeah. It's manageable, yeah. Yeah. It's still thick, though. Like, look, I was expecting it to be closer to the ground. It's... That's right, they have cleared that. All the stuff above sort of ground level, but yeah, they clearly don't like this dead kaikuyu underneath. Like, that's a foot horizontally. This stuff really grows out horizontally across the ground, so while it looks flat here, there's still a lot of brown waste. I was gonna say green waste. I mean, it's amazing what they've done. Don't get me wrong. Hello. Where's new Greg? Where is new Greg? Oh, there he is. New Greg sleeping on the job. So I still think we're gonna have to do some mowing in here, Greg. Not today. Definitely come back next week when it dries out a bit.
When there's no goats,
yeah. I don't think the goats would like the mowers, but yeah, I mean, it's got rid of a lot of the bulk, and now we can get some push mowers. Who was that? Who's sneezing? Now we can get some push mowers out here. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Now we can get some push mowers out here and tidy it up as best as we can. That's the cooch. Look at the cooch. So we've still got a lot of work. Yeah, they definitely prefer, they've eaten all the green stuff up top and left most of the dead stuff, horizontal stuff underneath, which is the stuff that's harder to get. They are going back today though. So that's what we got done in Tuesday lunchtime. So what is it, to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? 3 days it'll be by the time they get picked up. That's what they've achieved. I mean, I'm impressed, but I feel they're no certified lawn detailers, are they? Greg's got a new friend, little follower, eh?
Yep.
So that's probably going to do it for the goats. They're going to get picked up today. We're going to leave this yard. We are going to come back to it, so make sure you're following because we will finish this backyard. I'm not sure how. It's still going to be tough. You know, at least the top coverage of the clippings are gone now. So there's going to be less to take, but there will be a follow-up on this yard. Let me know what you think of the goats. Have you used goats before? Or they're very cute, aren't they? I think old Greg, your job is safe for now.
That's my thing.
Yeah.